Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
That's not Dave. We're expecting Dave. Well, Dave was expecting Dave. We do have Rachel back. Welcome back, Rach.
I'm back. Thanks.
Andrew's here. Of course, obviously, I'm here. So, update on Dave real quick, and then I want to hear about Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Dave is out today. So you guys might remember if you were watching on the stream last week or if you're listening to the show, he was talking about a little bump that was growing under his ear on the side of his face. And apparently it was enough of a pain in the butt over the weekend that he went to the doc this morning. The doc said, oh, guess what? You need to go have that removed. So Dave had a minor dermatological thing today, and he's just chilling because I'm sure it was painful. I'm sure it'd be uncomfortable to wear headphones because of where it was and do all that. And I don't know if he's on pain meds or whatever, but Dave's taking the day. He's fine. He should be in tomorrow, I would imagine. Although I shouldn't say that because you never know. If it's that annoying, it sounds awful.
It does, but here's the thing. Wheels, this is why I'm a terrible person. I love, all of that stuff when it's like, oh, you have to have something taken care
of. We were joking about last week. We're like, Rach should be here. She's the Dr. Pimple Popper watcher.
I should have been here. I think Dave's a champ and he's super nice about it, but I have probably been overstepping because I'm like, well, what? I'm like asking specific questions and he's like, yes, they did do that. And I'm like, I wish I could have seen
it.
I was hoping there would be a video.
Me too.
I want to see a video really bad because I also love that stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Pretty great. Well, not great for Dave, and I'm sure he's chilling and trying to get past it because it had to be. The way he didn't describe it very detailed, but I'm sure he will when he comes back. It sounded bad. It sounded like it was uncomfortable and painful.
Very painful.
I mean, there are a lot of nerves, you know, by your ear and around the face. So hopefully it'll be just an easy recovery for his purposes. And we'll get him back here when all of that is said and done. But that's why Dave's out. But Rach is back.
I'm back.
DC?
Yeah, DC.
Did you storm
was
the Capitol?
I walked up to the Capitol politely. Yeah, I was a little bummed because, you know, they're on recess because I was like, oh, what if I see someone? What if I see someone that you know, a lawmaker that I know? But, you know, nobody was really there. I did see someone else when I went to the tennis tournament, but I'll get to that in a second.
All right.
DC is awesome, you guys. I love that city. I can't wait to go back. So we went for 4 nights. I probably could have done 3 nights on this trip, but wanted to do 4 because there was so much that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, oh, maybe this is the only time I'll go. But no, I will definitely be going back. First of all, they have a great public transit system.
Yep.
Incredible. Like, we took the metro from the airport to basically the hotel.
Okay.
Walked everywhere. It's obviously very walkable.
Yeah.
When we went to the DC Open on Tuesday, we actually took a public bus.
Okay.
And, you know, had to walk a little while after that. But it was just really nice that they have such accessible, nice public buses to where that was, like, the most natural thing to do. Went and saw, like, all the big things, you know. Well, I tried to see the White House. That was actually, like, the first thing I tried to do.
You sent us a picture. Describe tried.
Well, the White House right now, the grounds are surrounded by maybe a 6-foot-tall fence, mm-hmm. maybe 6.5 feet tall. But not just a fence, because you can see through a fence. You can still see what's going on.
Right, right. No, it's a privacy fence.
It's a privacy fence. They have, like, a black cloth over it, too. I was so infuriated by this.
Yeah.
Like, I should be able to look and see the White House.
Yeah.
I get it if it's from a quarter of a mile away, but at least I can still see it. But I couldn't see it. There was, like, one spot where a ton of tourists were gathered around trying to catch a glimpse of the White House. And then they're doing construction on that anyway. So you're not even seeing the White House. You're seeing a tapestry with a picture of the White House.
Oh, come on.
It was, it made me really angry, actually.
That's annoying.
It just felt wrong. It's like, this should be for everyone.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be something that, like, oh, I have to donate a certain amount of money in order to have access. I should be able to see this from the dang sidewalk.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Lincoln Memorial. That was incredible to go and see that. But the reflecting pool is surrounded by a fence, a privacy fence. And then when you get to the top of the Lincoln Memorial and look down, there's no water in it because of all the drama that's been going on there. So that was, you know, a bit of a disappointment because it was such a beautiful view. And I just kept saying to Kurt, imagine if this pool had water in it.
Man.
Imagine how beautiful the view would be then.
Imagine if it hadn't been shoddy workmanship that caused all these problems. And by the way, I don't know if anybody caught it, but, like, I guess this, did it happen Friday or over the weekend that the Department of Justice finally kind of acknowledged, yeah, there was no vandalism.
Yeah, Jeanine Pirro this weekend, I think, said, I can't press forward with these charges because there's no evidence of it.
Yeah. And it's impossible to think that damage was caused by someone wading into the middle of the pool and cutting it. It was always nonsense. It was always BS. Everybody that understood anything about that situation knew it was just not done well.
Well,
and, of course, it was also driven over by essentially a tank.
Right. So, that was a disappointment. Those two things were disappointments, but the rest of the trip was incredible. I got to say, if you go to D.C., definitely go to the MLK Memorial.
Yeah.
That was, like, breathtakingly beautiful. I was not expecting it to be as great as it was. But, yeah, just, like, walking around the mall is very, very nice. We got great weather. It was not nearly as hot in D.C. as it was in St. Louis last week.
Good.
And then, yeah, on Tuesday we went to the D.C. Open, which is a women's and men's tennis event. So they have, like, WTA and ATP matches going on. Got to see a lot of people who I really enjoy watching, like, in person. First thing I saw when I walked in.
You got to hit some with... Did you get to hit someone?
No.
Because you saw practice. Did you jump out there?
I tried to climb the fence, and Kurt told me to behave myself. No, the first thing we did when we walked in was walked up to this this little practice court, and Naomi Osaka was 15 feet away from me warming up. I love her. She was kind of like my gateway to tennis.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was like a really cool moment. And I was like, this is already worth the money. Like, this was already worth the trip. Just seeing this.
Were you like, if you need some help, I'm right here.
Yeah. Let me know, Naomi. If you want to practice against someone
here,
who's not good at all.
If you want to feel really good about your game.
Yeah. But she did really well this tournament. She made it to the semifinals. I saw Venus Williams practicing right as I was walking out. So that was really neat. Very close to her as well.
That is a legend.
Oh, absolutely. And she's so tall. Like, just being close to her. It's like, that. It was just so weird seeing someone I've seen on television a million times in my entire life. Seeing her right there was really cool. But there was one more cameo, one more guest appearance at the DC Open. As we're walking out, we're leaving, like, they were kind of letting you leave using the player's entrance, which was cool. DC Open is a great tournament. They have a couple of things they need to work out as far as running the tournament, but it's very intimate. You get very close to the players, and I think it's like a great bang for your buck if you're a tennis fan. So we're leaving like via the player's entrance, and they won't let us leave. They said, we need you to step to the side. We need you to step to the side. So I'm like, well, we're in DC. Something's about to happen. Like, someone's about to come in. And I'm thinking, who could it be? And up walks Dr. Oz.
Oh.
And as soon as he appeared, I said, oh my gosh, it's Dr. Oz. Super loud. And as he walked by, Kurt goes, what's up, Doc? And Dr. Oz goes, how's it going, guys?
Did he do it like Bugs Bunny? Like, yeah, what's up, Doc?
He was definitely being very tongue-in-cheek.
That's funny as hell.
But when I tell you my adrenaline was pumping after meeting Dr. Oz, it was crazy.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, it was neat. But it was a great trip. Got to go to DC, got to do the public transit, one of my favorite parts, got to see some great tennis, got to see a member of the administration.
Yeah. Very good.
Interesting trip.
Did you guys do any local food places, anything cool like that?
Oh, man.
Did you go to Ben's Chili Bowl?
I did not go to Ben's Chili Bowl. I went to like this wine bar. It was called Pop Fizz.
Okay.
And they had a chef friend of Kurt's, Blake, does yakitori, which is like grilled chicken, like Japanese style barbecue chicken. And that was an incredible, incredible meal. We also went to like an izakaya that was owned by someone who used to have a restaurant in St. Louis. So that was super cool. I mean, I ate so much on this trip. So much good food.
That's what vacations are for.
I know. But
that's,
I came
that's
back.
That's why
and
you
I was,
do it.
I'm feeling large and in charge.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. That's what
it
vacations
awesome.
Are for.
It was really, really, really
Eat,
good
drink
trip.
And be merry.
We were very merry. It was an awesome time.
That's cool. That's very cool. We're glad to have you back.
Thank you, Wheels.
And obviously, we got a lot to do today, man. So it's obviously trade deadline day in Major League Baseball. So the Cardinals are expected to be active today. Assuming they are, we're going to have all of it covered for you here. So a reminder for everybody that 4 o'clock hour today is going to be an early edition of Redbird Rush Hour. So Matt Pauly, Bernie Miklas will join. We'll just do a full hour, which would normally be our Redbird Rush Hour. We don't have that today because the Cardinals are on the East Coast. So it's a 6 o'clock, 6:05 game in New York against the Yankees. Pre-game's going to start just after the 5 o'clock news. So we bumped Redbird Rush Hour an hour earlier so we can have like our full trade deadline reaction. And by the way, the deadline is 5 o'clock Central Time. So there could still be things that squeak through at the very end that we don't get to cover.
Wow,
because a lot of times there are things that happen right before the deadline and they don't get announced until after. But in that case, Matt Pauly's got Cardinals pregame and then we're right into the game. So if anything happens like after that final bell, we have it here because we've got Cardinals baseball. So
nice.
Starting at 4 o'clock, our 4 o'clock hour here will be Redbird Rush Hour for today because of the trade deadline that was going to include Dave.
Mm.
Well, Dave's out today.
Man, he's got to be kicking himself.
It was going to be
his dream come true.
I know. He always wants to be on that, and he would have been today. It would have been the four of us hanging out talking about whatever the Cardinals do. There are some rumors out there about the Cardinals, but nothing specific and no hard evidence reports. But if they happen, we will break in. Bernie's available to us. Matt Pauly is available to us. Tom Ackerman. So whatever happens, we will have it covered for you throughout the course of the day here on DGS. I say you don't know, you say you don't know, I say you don't know. us on a Monday. Dave out today. We think back tomorrow, a minor dermatological procedure today, which is why he's out. It's sounded pretty painful. And it's right by the ear, so headphones are going to be a problem. So Dave's just taking a day to kind of recover from that, because that happened all like out of nowhere this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he probably saw it coming because he said this thing got worse. If you guys were on listening to the show Friday, you heard his description of a little bump, I guess you could say, what, at the base of the earlobe, right around there. Went to the doctor today. They said, hey, guess what? You're going to the surgery center to have that removed right now. And he's like, okay. And so he's just taking the day. So I'm assuming back tomorrow or Wednesday, one of those 2 days. We're following trade deadline stuff in Major League Baseball. A lot of action so far, but nothing yet with the Cardinals today. I would be floored if nothing happens. It might be even closer to the deadline, because a lot of times that's just when stuff happens. And that's 5 o'clock Central Time today. You guys like this about anything, Rach, Andrew? Like, I'm literally sitting here. I am the meme of the cat pounding the keyboard. I am the meme that's the refresh button getting pushed over and over and over again. It's literally every minute or two I'm refreshing because I don't want to miss anything. I want to be on top of it. Is anything like that for you guys? Mm-hmm. Is there a day, maybe, Rach, a tennis tournament, something along those lines?
Well, honestly, yesterday was supposed to be the men's and women's singles final for this tournament I was just at, and they both got rained out. But the tournament was doing like a really bad job of communicating this, so I'm like checking Twitter every 2 seconds. I did feel a little obsessed after a certain point.
Oh, I just refreshed again.
What about you, Andrew?
You don't have anything like this?
What was the question?
Do you ever like?
Do you ever just?
I thought you were talking about Kevin being a meme.
No, well, I was, but that's the question. Do you like? I'm because it's the trade deadline, so I'm literally like refreshing Twitter every minute. Is there anything that makes you do that? Like, you go to social media, go to Twitter, and you're like, refresh, 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 because you're dying to see whatever it is that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, in particular, during like, Summer Games Fest.
Oh,
The Game Awards.
I should have thought
where
I
they make
this,
lots
I do the same,
of,
yeah.
Yeah, where there's, like, lots of
announcements
coming very quickly or any of that. I never watch those things live. I'm usually not in a position to watch them live. I'm usually, you know, out doing something or I'm at work or whatever.
Right.
So there's a lot of constantly refreshing, you know, Twitter or whatever it is to excited to see what
see whatever the new trailer was that
the
was
next
released.
Big piece
the
of
big
news.
Piece of news, the big drop. This is one of those days. And there are a few of these days in the year for sports guys. Like, you know, it's all of the trade deadlines. You know, hockey, basketball, football, baseball, those are all big draws like that. Other than that, well, I guess maybe the beginning of free agency can be that way, too, in some cases, because things are happening fast and furious. But if you just hear this, that's me. I'm searching for stuff. But it has been quiet on the Cardinal front so far today. And, you know, they're expected to be moving some guys. The most common names that are discussed are the guys that are heading to free agency. So Dustin May, Jojo Romero, who's on the injured list, which is a little bit of a complicating factor, but not something you can't overcome. That's Ryan Stanek would be another one of those. Jean-Paul Morosi from MLB Network tweeted earlier that there's a lot of interest in Alec Burleson. That doesn't mean the Cardinals are interested in trading him.
Okay.
That means other teams are calling the Cardinals to ask about them. And, of course, if you're the Cardinals, you got to listen to everybody. You got to listen to everybody about everybody that's not named Weatherholt or Walker. And I'm assuming that's what they're going to do. So if there's stuff that happens, and I'm assuming there will be, it's just a question of how big. We'll be talking about it here on KMOX throughout the day.
Come down the mud, sound the beach, as I want. Hey, don't write yourself off.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's only in your head you feel left out. All right, it's Monday on TGS. We pulled off a trade. We traded Dave for Rachel.
I'm back. Audience goes, can you trade back?
Dave will be back. Don't worry. We'll have the whole team in a very short amount of time. Dave's off today. Rach is back, and it's Razor's Edge. What's up? What do you got on your mind? I know Dave's like this. I know I'm like this. When you've had time off, do you come back with like, I've got 8 million things I want to talk about? Or is it more like, oh man, I got to find stuff? Because when I go on vacation, I check out.
Yeah.
But the last day, I start thinking about it and I start getting all these ideas.
I mean, I definitely had a moment this morning when I was like, time to sit down and like do some hardcore show prep. But no, like this vacation, I was definitely pretty checked out. I think if I'm off and I'm at home and I'm just then I come across a lot of things. Mostly, I just want to talk to you guys about DC. There is one more thing I want to talk about.
Let's do it.
So I guess it was Sunday night. We went, we had the yakitori like I told you guys about. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. And then we had like a 30-minute walk back to the hotel, which... Man, DC is so, the area of DC that we were in was like a really cool, it was like a cross between Lafayette Square and Central West End here in St. Louis. Like the houses kind of reminded me of Lafayette Square, but then there were little businesses everywhere, little coffee shops. It was nice, it was cool vibes. I enjoyed it a lot. But we're walking, we come across a little park, and outside the little park is one of those standalone public bathrooms.
Oh?
Like, ooh. You see them in like New York and Tokyo, like, and stuff.
Not a port-a-john.
Not a port-a-john.
And not a full building.
It's like a single bathroom that you're able to enter by, you scan your phone and just say like, hey, I'm not going to use this to kill someone. Or I guess they use it to track you.
So you have an app,
you.
I guess?
It's not even an app.
No.
You just scan and then they send you a text with like, I feel like they might have sent me a code and I typed in the code.
Okay,
and that's
okay.
How I was able to enter.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I had a couple of drinks when I was this bathroom, so I don't know for 100%. But I was like, oh, this is perfect. We were about to have an emergency, so I'm going to use this crazy public bathroom and just see what it's like. And it was so nice.
Really?
Yeah. I went in and it was like beautiful wallpaper. Huh. And they had like free hygiene products for women. Like if you're having an emergency there, they just had it for you for free. it was decently clean. And I think they're able to accomplish that by the fact that you do scan in. So there's some sort of record of who's going in and out of this bathroom. It's not just like anyone can go in and then trash it or use it for whatever. Like, there might be a consequence to you messing up this bathroom in some way. But I just thought that was really cool.
So is it, so I'm looking at some pictures of them online. Is it like the square box one with a little bit of blue? Or is it look more like almost like a train station type entrance?
It was like a box.
Okay.
It was just like a little shack.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing a look at them. They look right.
It was neat.
Why don't more places have that? I get it for D.C. especially because it's a heavy tourist area.
Yes.
And a lot of businesses don't want you just coming in to use their bathrooms. You know, they're going to want you, if you're going to do that, they go, well, you got to buy something. You know, buy some, you know, whether it's a restaurant or whatever. I'm surprised there aren't more of those things just in bigger touristy areas.
Yeah, I agree. I would think the hang up there is just who pays to maintain it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you know, who's going to bear that
burden? But you do have a
burden.
Tourism thing if you're in a tourism area. Right.
And, you know, bringing up the tourism thing, Wheels, I'm glad you did that because the whole time I'm in D.C. as a city resident here in St. Louis, the whole time I'm comparing and contrasting and I'm saying to myself, like, what is it that they have that we don't? And with DC, it's just the city that it just feels like it continues to expand. Continual growth. We obviously don't have that in St. Louis. Like, we're shrinking. We're having huge problems there. DC does have the benefit of this built-in tourism
aspect. The monuments and
people from all over the world were looking at those monuments.
Yeah.
It makes you ask yourself, like, well, if I'm here from like a foreign country, like this, I don't know. I don't know that I would want to go see the Lincoln Memorial, but a lot of people did.
I mean, it was do you guys do that? You guys have done that, I would assume, in trips to Japan where you've seen some historical things that are not really...
You're right.
I know when we were in Italy, we did all those things in Rome and all that. I know in Paris, we did similar things, although not necessarily to government buildings, you know?
Yeah, I think that's where I have the little bit of the... Or just having a hard time understanding, because I've never gone to, like, a government building in Japan. Yeah. I went to, like, their National Museum, which I guess is... kind of weird, but there was a bunch of cool stuff to check out that wasn't, like, you know, specific to only people who speak Japanese or something.
Right.
But yeah, it was like, I'm not saying, like, don't go. I just thought, like, oh, that's so interesting that there are so many foreign tourists who are drawn to this.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, every day that I was going and looking at stuff, there were hundreds of other people doing the same thing. We just don't have anything like that in St. Louis. Like, we have the arch, and the arch is cool. The arch grounds are beautiful, but it's the kind of thing you kind of go once. You're not going to plan a week-long vacation around going to the arch and and the surrounding park.
You know, and as cool as it is, like, we were at the art museum this weekend for one of the exhibits about the Emperor Trajan, Roman Emperor Trajan, because Susan wanted to see it. We like history stuff like that. That stuff was really cool. And there are, you know, just remind you, Forest Park is really cool. The museums are really cool. But, and again, this is not a knock on the St. Louis ones because they're awesome. The St. Louis Zoo is awesome. Forest Park is amazing. The museums are amazing, but they have museums in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Right? They have zoos in a lot of places. You can grade them and rank them, and maybe they're better, maybe they're worse. That's not really the point. It's just not unique to us. Although the things about them are unique, the concept of those existing is not unique. There's no special, like, all right, I'm from Chicago as an example. I'm going to go there for this. Well, you have those up there. They're different. They're going to have different, you know, exhibits. They're going to have different things that are their strengths, you know, things along those lines. But I can still do a similar thing in another place.
And Wheels, I thought of what you've said a million times while I was in DC, which is, like, we need something here that we don't have. We need something unique. And then there's something that keeps county people out in the county, and that's the fact that there's plenty of fun things to do in the county. Like, you've just brought up on so many occasions.
Yeah,
like, there's not, like, that one thing that draws you downtown. In Washington, DC, they have amazing bars. They have amazing restaurants. Incredible museums, but they have this draw of, this is our nation's capital. Like, that's why you want to go. Yeah. That's why you want to see everything. And we're able to build up around that. In St. Louis, we have to find our foothold. And I guess we've just never really found that. Or maybe we had it at one point and we lost it.
I don't know.
But what could it be? Like, what could it be that we could do in downtown St. Louis that would make us unique? could we bring back steamboats and do steamboat rides down the river? Like, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. We could take
that's
all
not,
this.
That's not terrible.
We could take all this empty space that we have downtown in the buildings and turn it into the world's largest metropolitan paintball battle area.
Parking lot. Oh,
we could do like we could have it like almost like we're doing Call of Duty or whatever. Mm-hmm. You could do that with paintball in some of these empty buildings. I that's a hard thing.
It is.
It's like, a hard thing, like because it would take a massive investment, whether it's a sports team, a new arena, a theme park, but like Six Flags is right down the road. Like, how much are you going to do with that? I don't know. That's really a challenge. And I guess that your best bet is to just build up the business infrastructure back if you can, you know, get more businesses, corporations, so that more people are working downtown and then maybe more people are living downtown. And then that can help you. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that there's like an automatic, you know, 1-2-3 path to follow to get it done.
Yeah, you're so right. I don't think there is. Because even though I'm talking as if it's like, we just need our foothold. We just need our one thing. You're absolutely right. It isn't one thing. That's the mess we're in, is it's like 15 things that we're going to have to start doing better. And it's going to have to be a holistic, like all around approach to saving our city. We do unfortunately meet with, I feel like there are a lot of people in the area who have like an interest in keeping downtown an unhospitable place. Like, they want the narrative that downtown St. Louis is terrible and no one should ever go there and it's so unsafe, because for whatever reason it makes them feel special, important, they benefit from it. I'm not going to say downtown St. Louis doesn't have problems. Of course it does. We're doing a whole segment, you know, dedicated to trying to figure out those problems and fix those problems. But I think as we try to fix those problems, we're also being dragged down by that local narrative of like, well, I'm not going to the city. I don't want to do that for any reason.
Yeah.
And that is a challenge to overcome as well.
Well, I mean, you guys know the root of all of that is just waging political battles.
Yeah.
You know,
so sad.
And it's not uncommon. It's not just a St. Louis thing, but it's kind of one of the things that ruins day-to-day life in modern times, is that we can't even agree that, hey, you know what we need to do? We need to take maybe take the biggest economic hub in this half of the state and get it going again so that everybody who lives in the area benefits from it. No, we got to make everything about political battles, and, you know, instead of focusing on the ideas that are local, mm-hmm. we're still doing big national political things in our fights because pissing people off and scaring people makes them vote. So that's what gets rewarded in politics. Mm-hmm. And that's why we end up with those situations, which makes it hard to do things. Because how can you cooperate with the enemy?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to, you know, compromise and make deals if the other side's trying to ruin the country? And both sides play that game. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be the end of the country if they win. Well, how are you supposed to bargain with that?
Yeah.
And the reality is the threat to the country is that dynamic.
Yeah.
That's the threat. Not Republicans, not Democrats, but the idea that both are being told all the time, this other side is going to ruin your life.
They hate America.
Yes, yes. That's the end of this, or it's the end of that. And again, the perspective is just about whether or not the message is coming from the left or the right.
Yeah, man, fastest way to lose my interest and lose my respect as a pundit, talk show host, whatever. If you're like, they hate it. They hate America. They want to destroy America. Like, for what? What for what reason? That's just like such a silly thing to say, that an American hates America. Yeah. Oh, it's just loser behavior. I'm tired of it.
Well, so I guess maybe that's our one thing in St. Louis. And not the city, the region, the area. If we could get past national politics and get past identity politics, then maybe there could be a solution if you could get two groups of people to think together, work together, and not have to fight those battles.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the step. And how likely is that sound to you? How likely does that sound to anyone listening?
Yeah.
That we're gonna put down our weapons. We're going to stop worrying about the next election and the next election and the next election and start actually worrying about things that could make the region better.
I know.
Like, how do we stop worrying about again, all of this other stuff. I mean, again, I'm not saying those differences don't exist. Of course they do. But they're holding back real life, like, issues. You want to have more revenue to spend on things? Well, you got to get things working. How do you do that? That means you got to work together. Mm-hmm. Because it's a regional thing, not a city thing.
And I'm not saying D.C. is the perfect town.
Oh, no.
No. I'm sure they have plenty of problems.
Every city has problems. That's the way of the world. We all get it.
But yeah, it's like going to your cousin's house and being like, Mom, they get to have ice cream every night. Like, why can't we? We're doing two separate things here. But it's good to go away and kind of compare and contrast. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just got me thinking more about what we have going on here and what changes we could potentially make.
Make up your mind.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Decide to walk with me. around.
All right, coming up on 2 o'clock tonight. Here on KMOX, it's Major League Baseball trade deadline day, and the Cardinals are expected to be active between now and the 5 o'clock Central Time deadline, but nothing yet. Just a couple of rumors. There was a report a little bit ago from John Heyman that the Cardinals are getting calls on both Lars Nootbaar and Alec Burleson from teams seeking left-handed bats, and that doesn't mean that they're going to move those guys. It doesn't mean that the Cardinals are the ones that are instigating those calls, but we'll see. We got 3 hours to go. If and when something happens, we've got it covered for you here, and then from 4 until 5 o'clock today, we will be doing early edition of the Redbird Rush Hour leading into Cardinals baseball.
I have a question for you, Wheels.
Sure.
How privy are you to how those phone calls might go?
Like the trade calls?
Yeah.
From my understanding, they're all different and based on the personality of each individual, you know, I guess each individual that's in charge of baseball operations. So like John Mozeliak is now in Anaheim. He's running the Angels and he's going crazy on trades. But I mean, these guys are all, they all know each other.
Okay.
There are, you can see though, that there are lots of connections where some teams make a lot of deals with other specific teams. So like last winter, Chaim Bloom made a couple of really big deals with the Red Sox. Well, he had been with the Red Sox. He knows the people there. He knew the prospects that were there because he helped draft a lot of them. So a lot of times when you're looking for connections, you can look for those types of things.
Interesting.
Or if one place, like for example, Anaheim, has a person who knows people in another place, say St. Louis, that could lead to a connection being made in a conversation. So it's a little bit of like, who are you tight with? Maybe who worked with you before and is now in another place. And it can also just be as simple as, hey, we have a really big need. You have what we need. Here's what we're willing to give you. We agree. Yay, we got a deal.
Are there any like known feuds or like, oh, that guy will never talk to head of operations on that team?
Yeah, but I think it's more, that's probably a little bit kept quieter.
Right.
Because who wants to advertise that? Who would want it to be known that they don't get along with another decision maker?
I can't do my job.
Well, not just that, but it also would limit, like another team would then say, well, we know he's not talking to them, so maybe it's only us. So like, you know,
gotcha.
They don't want, that's just more a competitive advantage type thing. But yeah, that exists. Of course there is.
Mm-hmm.
Teams, there are kind of, it's funny because there are a bunch of ways where that can exist, right? You have two people who see things completely differently. They value players completely differently. And but for that reason, they just can never agree on anything. Sometimes it's also bad if you see things exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like we value the same things. Well, then we don't want to give them up. You know, it can be a little bit of an interesting dance in that regard.
So when you say value a player in a different way, like to you, what are kind of some of the major philosophies that people attribute to valuing a player? Like, oh, okay, I don't even know how to start.
Right. So some people value specific physical traits as an example. It can be, hey, this team really likes guys that throw fast. And like, for example, look at the Cardinals this past offseason. They were like, you know what we need to do? We need to add a lot of power arms. We need people that throw hard because we don't have enough of those. So that would be an example of a thing that a particular group would like. Or they like the under the hood things, like what's the spin rate on the fastball? How well does he spin the breaking ball? You know, like there are specific traits that some evaluators like more than others. Some people value power for a hitter more than contact ability. Others see it the other way. Like those would be examples, but there's literally a million ways. Like how much do they love a player's personality? Like they want a certain personality type. Like there are millions of ways. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Much.
Yeah. And it varies with every team. Every team, there's like, if you had like 10 different categories and there were sliding scales for all 10, that's how you can come up with the variables of ways that teams evaluate players.
And historically, how would you say like a typical Cardinals player is going to fall under, like, because I don't know, it doesn't feel like we are really big on personality. We have some big personalities over the years, but it doesn't seem like something St. Louis is like gone for.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed a little bit because, look, they were always viewed as a bit of an older school style team.
Uh-huh.
But that was also because it fit the personality of your core players that you already had. So typically a team's personality is going to take on what the core players are like. So you think of those core players for all those years, Yadier Molina, Adam Wainwright, Albert Pujols, Chris Carpenter, Matt Carpenter. That was a pretty straightforward personality group. Now, Waino likes to have more fun. He's a little bit more outgoing, but the other guys are a little quieter, a little more reserved. And a lot of times the team will take that on And now you look at it, the core players are younger guys who are a little more excitable, a little more demonstrative on the field. That's just basically how it works.
Nice.
Not 100%, but that's typically how it is.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.